What is up, guys? Welcome back to another quick video here on the Fantasy Fellowship channel. My name is Kyle. In this video, again, we're just going to do a quick one tonight. I just wanted to reveal the players that I cannot stop drafting for 2022. We're going to be opening up. This is my drafters.com. This is all the guys that I've drafted in best ball. It kind of logs it for you and lets you know how many players you have and as far as, you know, total times you own them and I guess percentage wise and how much money I guess you have and where you drafted them and whatnot. And my number one player that I have selected so far by a heavy amount is A.J. Dillon, Packers running back A.J. Dillon here. You can see I've drafted him 50% of the time. So I've got about 122 drafts out there so far. He is my number one owned player by far, almost by double. And I think, you know, you see the ADP here of 67.5. That puts him basically smack dab in the sixth round, middle of the sixth round. I absolutely love A.J. Dillon there. I think he's a top 20 running back this season. And if anything happens to Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon could be a league winner. So I think if you get into the sixth round, that's usually where I like to look at quarterbacks. But if I can't get a quarterback, I've been getting A.J. Dillon there pretty much every time in the sixth round. And sometimes he even slides like to the end of this or to the beginning of the seventh round, which is a steal. So A.J. Dillon, my number one drafted player that I cannot stop drafting. Number two, Christian Kirk. And I've been very heavy with the Jacksonville Jaguars of late here. You can see I have him. He's tied with Mike Williams. So I got two receivers here, Christian Kirk and Mike Williams. I love both of these guys. As far as Mike Williams goes, he's being drafted as the 30th player off the board in best ball leagues, which puts him basically smack dab in the middle of the third round. And I just think as far as receivers, I mean, if there's a, especially best ball league, like if there's a guy to get you 30 points, it could be Mike Williams. And we know Keenan Allen's not getting any younger. He's now 30 years old. They just gave Mike Williams a ton of money. He's attached to Justin Herbert. So I absolutely love getting Mike Williams. And a lot of the ways that I draft too, I get Mike Williams as my second or sometimes third receiver. So that presents a tremendous value. I do have Mike Williams as a top 10 receiver in my projections. If you want to check out the 2022 draft kit, just check in the link in the description below and get your copy for just $15. But anyways, Mike Williams, I have him ranked as a top 10 wide receiver, and he's being drafted outside of the top 10 wide receivers. So that to me seems like a mistake. I'll keep taking him in the third round if I can get him there. And then Christian Kirk, I just think they paid him all that money to be there. Doug Peterson knows what he's doing. Offensively, you're going to see a huge step forward for the entire Jacksonville Jaguars team, offense and defense. And I just think, man, they paid Christian Kirk to be the leading slot man there. He's going to be just so many catches coming from Trevor Lawrence there that I think Christian Kirk, it's hard for me to ignore. He's probably looking at 80 to 90 receptions this season. And my ADP is about 81.6, which puts him end of the seventh round. And his current ADP is 75, roughly. So I'm getting a premium on him there. So Christian Kirk, Mike Williams, two of my favorite receivers. Again, you can get Christian Kirk in the seventh round. Sometimes now he's been going in the sixth round. You see he's starting to approach into the seven, you know, the lower 70s here. So maybe end of the sixth round is where you have to pull the trigger on Kirk. And then we'll get to some tight ends here. These are my two most drafted guys, and I'm okay with, you know, being so heavily invested in these guys because they're so cheap. My ADP is 140 for Irv Smith and 160 for David Njoku. So that's 12th round for Irv Smith, and we're talking 14th round for David Njoku, which just seems like a steal. So you can essentially just punt the position tight end. You don't even need one until the 12th round. You can collect Irv Smith and get David Njoku later. So I love both guys. Irv Smith, he does have a thumb injury. He had surgery today. I think it sounds like he's going to be just fine for week one, though. So he's probably going to come at a discount now. I'll continue to draft him if I can get him after 140 in terms of ADP. I just think you want to be a part of that Vikings offense. You want to get as many pieces as you can. It's going to be very pass happy. And then David Njoku, just because his ADP is way out of whack. I have him as my tight end 14 in my projections right now, and he's being drafted way out. He's like tight end 20 off the board, I think. And so I'm happy to take him in the 14th round. And when Deshaun Watson comes back, no matter how you feel about Deshaun Watson, you got to admit it's probably going to be a good environment for Njoku, Amari Cooper, guys like that. So I like smashing these tight ends later in the drafts. Then we get to another running back here. Aaron, I guess we got a handful of running backs. We got a string of four of them. I have drafted them 29 times all, about 24% of the time I've drafted these guys. And they all go at various points of the draft. Aaron Jones being at the top here, I've drafted him 29 times. He's ADP is about 18. And get him in the mid-second round, I think that's a slam dunk. I have Aaron Jones almost a fringe top five running back this year. I just think that Packers offense is going to run through the running backs, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. So I'll continue to collect him. Strong candidate. Aaron, would it surprise anyone if Aaron Jones, you know, approaches 60, 70 receptions? I think he's going to set a career high this year. So drafters is PPR, so I'll continue to take these PPR backs. Naheem Hines, I don't really need to share much on Naheem Hines, but when it gets to the 11th, 10th round, I want Nyheim Hines on my best ball team. I think he's going to have a high catch total this year. And if you look at his stats, he's had 63 receptions in two seasons. He might surpass that with Matt Ryan. So I think Nyheim Hines is well within the mix to be a top 25 PPR back this year by the end of it. And then you got Tony Pollard and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know Tony Pollard's, he's kind of the 1B there in Dallas, but not only, it's kind of like AJ Dillon. Not only is Tony Pollard flex worthy, like he could be, you know, putting up 8 to 10 points as a floor every week and with the opportunity to do more. But if anything happens to Zeke, man, Tony Pollard is going to just rip and tear and be a top 10 running back, I think, most weeks. And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the disrespect needs to stop. His ADP is 90. My ADP is 83. I keep getting to the eighth, ninth round. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is there. I think people are slowly starting to realize that he's kind of a value. Maybe he inches back up into the seventh round, but you're getting the starting running back for Pat Mahomes. He's had an injury-riddled start to his career, but I think he's all in the clear now. We'll move on here to one of my favorite receivers to draft. That's Courtland Sutton, Denver Broncos star receiver here. 27 total times, 22%. I've been drafting him around the 38th, you know, 37th pick. And basically, he's like one of the first picks in the fourth round. Sometimes he goes into the end of the third round, but I think, to me, it's very clear. Courtland Sutton is the guy that you want. All the reports out of camp are that Courtland Sutton, I mean, that's Russell Wilson's guy, and I just kind of think of him as a DK Metcalf-like version over there in Denver. So I love Sutton. With the injury to Tim Patrick, you're going to see Jerry Jeudy's ADP creep up. You might even see Courtland Sutton's inch up a little bit, but I think the big ADP winner is Jerry Jeudy because there was a little bit of a question mark. Who was going to be the wide receiver two in two wide receiver sets? Well, now it's Jeudy. So it was going to always be Sutton, but it was competition, it sounded like, between Patrick and Jeudy, and it looks like Judy's going to be the guy. My second most drafted quarterback here, Trevor Lawrence. He is my most drafted quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. I just think, man, he's going at 136. That puts him in the 11th round of fantasy drafts right now. I've been snagging him a ton as my QB2. And if I wanted to really, really wait, I could get Trevor Lawrence as my QB1 and pair him with somebody like Jameis Winston or Daniel Jones. There's just a lot of options here. And I just think stacking Trevor Lawrence with Christian Kirk is very easy. And there's a lot of other pieces in Jacksonville to stack. So I love getting Trevor Lawrence, especially that late. I think he's got a lot of potential this year. A couple of receivers here drafted 26 times for a 21% exposure. Donovan Peoples-Jones, and this is, I mean, we're talking like 19th, you know, 18th, 20th round. I've been snagging DPJ because I just know, man, after that Watson suspension, he's coming back, and Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to be the wide receiver too. So wheels up there. Darnell Mooney, I love Darnell Mooney. I have a nice ADP on him. He's my 60th. I have an ADP of 60 on him. He goes 55th right now, which is kind of mid-fifth round. So I like Darnell Mooney quite a bit. And I know no matter how you feel about Deshaun Watson, I've been taking the discount on him. I've been drafting him in the 18th, 19th round. I'm probably going to stop drafting him now as he kind of goes in the 13th, 14th round. But I did get as many shares as I could later in the draft. And then a couple other guys here. I just want to go quickly here. These guys are all about 20% rostered by me. Dawson Knox, Javonte Williams, James Cook, Alan Lazard, Dalvin Cook, Nico Collins, Zay Jones, Michael Pittman, and Kenneth Gainwell. So I like all these guys quite a bit. And man, yeah, you could legit just wait for Dawson Knox and you can snag one of Irv Smith and David Njoku at tight end. I love that idea. And some other guys here that I just think need to be on our rosters. Let me see, back into the 20% here. I love getting Kenneth Gainwell on my bench. I think Michael Pittman's a fringe wide receiver one. Nico Collins can be a flex play this year. Dalvin Cook, top five running back. Alan Lazard can be a top 25 wide receiver. James Cook could be a flex play. Think of him as like a J.D. McKissick, Nyheim Hines type. And then, of course, Javonte Williams, who I think could just blow away. He was running back 17 last year, and this Broncos offense is going to be so much improved. I think that's his floor. And for where he's being drafted, I'm open to seeing him maybe being a top 10, top 12 running back. So I wanted to make this a quicker video. That's going to do it. Maybe I'll just shout out some sleepers real quick here before you guys go. Hayden Hurst, Sammy Watkins, K.J. Osborne. I did have a lot of Tim Patrick. I had a little bit too much Tim Patrick. Austin Eckler, Justin Jefferson, two of my favorite first rounders. And then some deep sleepers here. Mo Alie-Cox, Josh Palmer, Jerick McKinnon. And then I love T. Higgins, of course. But that's going to do it for this video. Thank you, guys. If you guys are new to the channel, you should definitely subscribe. We're going to be helping you guys posting videos as much as I can the rest of the way. Check out the 2022 draft kit. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And thank you so much for your time. Have a good night. We'll see you later. Peace.